在姊妹的身上，一路上主怎么恩待她，怎么带领她。
And how the Lord has led our dear sister all her life.
我们也为她全家的得救来祷告。
And we also shall pray for her entire household to be saved.
当信主耶稣，你和你一家都必得救。
Believe in the Lord, you and your household will be saved.
我们一起来看一节的圣经。
I'd like to share a Bible verse with you.
希伯来书第二章第三节。
Hebrew chapter 2 verse 3.
我们一起来读一下。
On the screen, let us read it again.
我们若忽略这么大的救恩，怎能陶醉呢？这救恩起先是主亲自讲的，后来是听见的人给我们证实了。在1865年
In 1865,
有一天，在一个电讯局的外面
Outside the agency, the Bureau of Telegraph at the time
那个报纸嘛，拿着报纸在那边说号外号外
And there's a newsboy traveling around shouting Breaking news, breaking news
他讲到说林肯遇刺了
The President Lincoln was assassinated
那天在电讯局里面他们起了一阵骚乱
And after hearing the announcement outside People in the Bureau had to stir up
因为所有的资讯啊，应该是他们发出去的，怎么今天外面有号外，他们都不知道呢
？Because usually all these news have to go through the bureau first through a telegram, but how come no one in the bureau realized there was such a news?
后来有一个电报员查一下
，So one of the workers checked the incoming telegram.
的确，这个电报有一个电报来，就是讲到林肯遇刺的事情。
Indeed, they received a telegram stating this fact.
然后他也把这个电报又发出去给报社。
And he himself actually sent the telegram out to the newspaper.
但是这么大的一个消息啊，他竟然忽略了。
But the problem he totally ignored that great news in the process.
没有注意到。
He didn't pay attention what he was doing.
在圣经里面告诉我们说。
And in the Bible it tells us.
不要忽略这么大的救恩。
That do not ignore such a great salvation.
首先我们有一点机会来看，这个是这么大的救恩。
And this morning let's take a look at this great salvation.
叫我们不要去忽略它。
To think that God says, do not ignore.
救恩的需要是非常非常大的。
And there is a great need for the salvation.
在神眼中看来，罗马书三章十节讲到说，没有一人连一个也没有。
And in the eyes of God, as stated in Romans 3:10, that there is no one righteous, not even one.
早上我和姊妹开车来这边的时候，
we drive together to church.
我姊妹突然跟我讲说，你这个车子啊，上面那个台子上啊，其实你这灰怎么这么重啊
？I said, well, it's very dusty on your dashboard.
哎呀，我说，因为这个光线很强啊，刚好阳光照在它上面。
Well, I said the fact is dusty because the sunshine is too bright.
我的姊妹说，你不觉得说这个灰很重，你还怪阳光强啊
？I said, you don't think that it's too dusty, you have to blame the sun for it.
那我们想说，其实我们的光景常常就是这个样子。
And that is how we are.
当我们不在光中的时候
，When we're not in the light，
我们活在世界上
，We live in this world。
我们还觉得说我们还不错哎。
We may feel that I'm okay。
我不像那些人做事情不凭着良心啊。
And at least I'm better than that kind of people who don't do things right。
哎呀，我们也不杀人，也不放火。
I don't kill and I don't set fire。
我常常觉得我还是蛮规矩的。
I'm pretty disciplined。
但是在神的眼中
，Yeah, in the eyes of God，
他说没有一人连一个也没有。
God said there's no one righteous, not even one。
所以圣经里面说，我们若忽略这么大的救恩，那个我们
，Therefore the we here, we ignore such a great salvation，
是包括所有的人
，includes all of us，
因为所有的人都有这个需要
，because all of us have a great need。
世人都犯了罪
All have sinned
圣经讲说亏缺了神的荣耀
And fall short of the glory of God
因为来讲我们每一个人若是我们蒙心自问或者我们很诚实的来到神的面前
If we honestly examine ourselves or come to God
有没有人觉得说你是义人的
Do you dare to say yes I'm a righteous person
我们当中有没有觉得你是义人啊
Do you feel that you are a righteous person?
有没有觉得说你的最深处从来没有嫉妒的？有没有
？You can say I never had jealousy.
从来没有恨人的。
I never hated anybody.
我们的里面，当我们蒙心自问，或者说我们很诚实的，我们会说：是的， 我是一个罪人。
If we honestly examine ourselves internally, you will admit that yes, I am a sinner.
很多人一到教会，他就说：“哎，教会真讨厌，老师说我是个罪人。
”People hate to come to church because they are always feel that being accused of being a sinner.
比方说，你到法院去啊，那些说 "I'm not guilty" 的，
because of the court,
那些人是没有罪的。
They always say "I'm not guilty."
但是圣经告诉我们说，世人都犯了罪。
The Bible says clearly, all have sinned.
亏缺了神的荣耀。
They have fallen short of the glory of God.
圣经告诉我们说，到底罪的意义是什么
？And what is the definition of sin in the Bible?
不是说我们所做所想，我们的里面的光景，真的就是一个罪人。
Not only through our behaviors or inner condition that we define that yes, I'm a sinner.
圣经说到那个罪，是讲到说我们亏缺了神的荣耀。
And the definition in the Bible is that we have come short of God's glory.
他是讲到说你在射箭的时候，你没有射中那个靶心啊。
By your shooting, you're aiming at the heart of the target, but you missed it.
原来这个靶心是神的旨意的。
And the target is the very heart of target is God's standard and purpose.
但是今天我们活不出来照着神的心意。
But look at the way we are today. We are not up to God's standard.
我们经过一生兢兢，所有经过所有的事情，但是我们达不到神的那个标准。
And check everything in our life. Have we met God's standard?
神告诉我们说，世人都犯了罪。
So God said, all have sinned.
是的，我们在很多的环境有好多的痛苦，好多的为难。
Yes, many times we're in a condition that we feel trouble. We have challenges.
也许我们也很努力。
We strive, we try.
但是我们离神的心意是非常非常的远。
But no matter what, we have come short of God's standard.
今天救恩的需要，我们看见是很大很大。
Therefore, we have to acknowledge that there's a great need for the salvation.
每一个人都需要耶稣。
Everyone needs Jesus.
每一个人都需要得着这个救恩。
Everyone needs the salvation.
我们来读一下约翰福音第三章第十六节。
Let's read John 3:16.
约翰福音三章十六节，请我们一起来读。
Let's read it together.
神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。今天我们看见救恩的需要是很大的。
And we know there's a great need for God's salvation.
那救恩的范围呢，也是很大的。
And at the same time, realize the scope.
主耶稣是为人人啊，每一个人扛了死位。
Because Jesus has paid the debt for everyone.
神爱世人。
God loves the world.
甚至将他的独生赐给他们。
That he gave his one and only son to them.
下面一句话讲到说，所有每一个人，只要你信他的。
And he continues by saying that whoever believes in him.
叫一切信他的。
All those who believe.
信是什么意思呢
？What does it mean by believing？
今天对每一个人来讲都有一个挑战。
It's a challenge to everyone.
当神说凡信他的，一切信他的。
Because God said, whoever believes.
讲到说你到底要不要这个救恩
？So the question is, do you want it？
每一个人都需要。
Everyone needs one.
但是好像不是每一个人都愿意来接受。
But not everyone wants it.
每一个人都需要。
Everyone needs the salvation.
但是我们看见一个一个神的儿女做见证的时候
，But when you hear it.Many brothers and sisters.
过去我也听过福音，也有人传福音给我，
people、
但是我拒绝了。
I heard the gospel before, but I rejected.
也许主一次一次在那里寻找。
And time after time, God is seeking.
他一次一次把这个机会赐给我们。
And time after time, He gave us the opportunity to believe.
我没想到得救的故事，经过这么多的机会。
And when we look back, we notice that there are so many opportunities were given to us.
是当我们有一天，我们愿意相信。
Until one day we were willing to believe.
我们愿意接受耶稣基督成为我们的救主。
We were willing to accept Jesus as our Savior.
圣经告诉我们说，不再灭亡，反得永远的生命。
And Bible promises when we do that, we will not perish but have everlasting life.
神为我们所预备的救恩。
What God has prepared for us.
范围是这么的大。
The scope is gigantic.
是为着每一个人预备的。
Because it includes.Every person.
是叫一切信他的都能够来得着的。
It is for all those who believe.
那我们看说，今天神能够把这么大的救恩预备好。
Now, since God prepared this great salvation for us.
上面讲到，我们 读的圣经节讲到说神爱世人。
Like the Bible verse we just read, for God so loved the world.
因为他爱，他付这么大的代价。
Because he loved, so he paid a great price.
爱到一个地步啊，甚至他的独生儿子都死了。
He loved so much, the price he paid was through the life of his beloved son.
刚刚九安讲说他是他家里的独生女哈。
And Joanne was sharing with us that she was the only daughter in her household.
对，他可以体会到父母对他的爱是那么的深。
And she must have experienced the great love from her parents.
也神的独生儿子。
Now, the only son of God.
耶稣基督。
Jesus Christ.
神为着我们的缘故舍了他。
But for our sake, God gave him up.
当我们的主为我们来到地上。
When Jesus came into this world.
所有的孩子生下来，我想我们都是说，哇，他生了，他有多少的盼望在这个地上。
You know, whenever a child is born,There's so much hope and expectation for that child.
可是当神的儿子来到地上。
But when the Son of God was born,
他带着一个使命。
He only came with one mission.
要为人人偿这个死位。
Which is to pay debt for all.
要为人人来付这个代价。
To pay the price of sin for all.
他必须站在我们人的地位上。
He had to stand on the position as a man.
为我们来受死。
He would suffer and die.
为我们来受刑罚。
He had to be punished.For us.
为我们付这个代价。
He had to pay the price for us.
叫我们今天能够蒙拯救。
So that you and I can be saved.
在以赛亚书五十三章里面说到。
The book Isaiah says.
他诚然担当我们的忧患。
Chapter 53 that surely he took up our infirmity.
他背负我们的痛苦。
And carried our sorrows.
我们却以为他受责罚，被神击打，苦待了。
Yet we consider him stricken by God, smitten by him.And afflicted.
我们三章五第五节，请我们一起来读。
Let's read chapter 53 verse 5 together.
哪知他为我们的过犯受害，为我们的罪孽压伤。因他受的刑罚，我们得平安；因他受的鞭伤，我们得医治。他为我们受了刑罚。
And for us, he was punished.
今天叫我们能够得着平安。
So that we can have peace.
原本我们里面没有真的平安。
We did not have peace before.
在世界上你说不顺利的时候没有平安。
And in this world you may say, oh, things are not going my way, so I don't have peace.
可是多少时候你有没有发现，当你一切都很平顺的时候，里面还是有一个不平安。
But have you noticed many times, even everything goes well, you still do not have peace.
还有什么事情会发生？
Because you are afraid something bad is going to happen.
当我们在金钱上生活里面有需要缺乏的时候，我们里面说没有平安。
When we're in lack, we say, you know, I don't have peace.
但是我们想说那些那么有钱的人，
But for people, they're wealthy.
他们是不是就有平安呢？
Do they have peace?
那天我们在谈到一件事情，讲到说，哇，看见有些人他们的这个金钱啊，真的很难计数的。
And not too long ago, we were talking and we said, you know, that people are so wealthy to the point you can't even count how much they own.
但是你真正发现他们里面真是没有平安的。
But the thing is, you also find out at the same time, they have no peace.
我们为什么没有平安？
Why don't we have peace?
因为我们和神中间出了问题。
Because there is something wrong with our relationship with God.
主耶稣为我们受了刑罚。
And Jesus was punished for us.
他成就了和平。
So that he became the peacekeeper.
因为我们和神中间所有的间隔，所有的定罪，所有的审判的关系，今天主耶稣为我们付了代价。
And all the condemnation as a result of sin is recognized when Jesus came to pay the price for our sin.
在他儿子的里面，主能够来悦纳我们。
Through Jesus, his son, God able to accept us.
我们可以坦然无惧来到父神的面前。
So we can now come to God without fear.Any fear.
他受刑罚，我们得平安。
He was punished so that we can have peace.
他受鞭伤，今天我们得着医治。
So he was whipped so that I can have healing.
主耶稣为我们在十字架，好像他是被捆绑的。
On the cross, he seems to be tied up.
但是今天我们说，我们得着了释放。
But yet we can say, I am set free.
今天世界不能捆绑我们。
The world cannot bind us now.
撒旦不能捆绑我们。
And the devil cannot bind us.
我们的自己也不能捆绑我们。
Neither can I myself limit myself.
叫我们得着了完全的释放。
Because Jesus has come and to set us free completely.
从咒诅里面得着了释放。
He has rescued us out of the curse.
从所有的没有指望里面得着了释放。
From the hopelessness.
亲爱的朋友。
My dear friend.
你们
All because Jesus himself paid the greatest price. The price of salvation is tremendous. So, God, whoever believes, and for those who believe, this is a free salvation.
就这么简单,
it seems to be so simple. Just believe that you can have it. It's all completed.
但是当很多人听到说, 就这么简单啊,
but the problem with us, when we hear, oh, it's so easy to
believe.
Just believe and you can have it.
反而我们发现说, 对很多世界上的人来讲, 他觉得这是很难做到的。
Yeah, that's such a difficult task for a lot of people in this world.
人盼望能够做一点什么。
Because we like to do something to earn something.
你叫他说, 你朝那个山去啊, 你是不是, 走几步跪一下, 走几步跪一下, 你就往那个山去, 你就能够得着什么?
If you say, you know, you need to pay a great price by going 5 steps and kneel down and bow and do it continuously until you reach that mountain, then you can say.
今天你告诉他有一条这样的方法, 要付上这样的代价, 那就是属实际, 好多的人, 他们愿意这样子做。
If we lay that kind of condition before people, you'll be surprised. There will be a lot of people who are willing to do that in order to be saved.
你刚刚姊妹讲到说, 你这样, 他们一个吃素, 然后, 神就会听你的祷告。
Like our sister shared that she and her mother-in-law tried to be a vegetarian for so many years in the hope that their family can be blessed.
因为人如果能够做一点什么, 付一点什么代价, 好像他里面觉得比较安一点。
Because we feel there's more peace within us if we can do something to earn it.
但是我们的主告诉我们, 烦劳苦担重担的, 可以到我这里来。
But what Jesus said is those who are weary and heavily laden, come to me.
我就使你们得安息。
And I will give you rest.
主没有给我们什么要求, 叫我们要做到什么样的情形。
And Jesus did not set us some requirements, ask to perform certain tasks.
白白的恩典。
It's all free.
烦劳苦担重担。
Those who are weary and heavily laden,
都可以到主这里来。
You can come to Jesus.
叫一切信他的,
and whoever believes
不自灭亡, 反得永生,
will not perish but have the eternal life.
亲爱的朋友,
dear friends,
是一个这么大的救恩,
this is the great salvation.
是的, 它是白白的恩典,
yes, indeed, for you it is free.
但是我们要知道, 为着这一个恩典,
for this free salvation,
我们的神付了极大的代价,
our God paid the greatest price.
把他心所爱的独生的儿子赐给我们。
He gave to us his one and only beloved son.
我们要知道主付了极大的代价。
We have to know God paid a great price.
他为我们死，且死在十字架上。
He died for us. It's a death upon the cross.
他的爱是没有止息的爱。
And there's no limit to his love.
他的爱是牺牲的爱。
And that's a sacrificial love.
今天我们无论信主了多少年,
so it doesn't matter how many years we have been a child of God.
为什么神的儿女来到主的面前?
That's why whenever we come to the presence of God,
这个爱仍然感动我们,
this great love still moves us.
这个爱仍然叫我们流泪,
still bring tears to us.
叫我们充满了感谢,
still bring gratitude to our hearts.
因为不是我们配的,
because we all realize that I do not deserve it.
我们越多的认识,
the more we come to know God,
我们也觉得越稀奇,
the more amazing we become.
像我们这样的人,
we'll be amazed for someone like me.
为我们流血,
how come God died and shed blood for me?
为我们受死,
how come he died for someone like me?
他付了这么大的代价,
he paid such a great
price.
So that you and I can have it.
使得我们认识, 救恩的需要是大的,
so we know there is a great need for the salvation.
救恩的范围是大的,
and that the scope is big.
救恩的代价是大的,
and the price is tremendous.
当我们真正来认识这个救恩,
but for us to come to have and understand it,
主不是只是叫我们下地狱, 能够上天堂,
we have to know the salvation does not end with that. We will not perish but go into heaven.
神在我们身上有一个永远的心意,
it's more than that because God has an eternal purpose for us.
我们是为了他的荣耀被创造的,
we were created for his glory.
亲爱的朋友, 我们想一想, 我们这一生这样子过来, 我们能不能够让神得着荣耀?
Think about it. All the days of your life, have you been able to bring some glory to God?
无论是成功的, 无论是失败的,
in your success or in your failure,
无论是丰富的, 无论是有缺乏的,
in your fullness or in your poverty,
今天若是我们没有办法来让神的荣耀彰显。
In any of those conditions, if we cannot let God receive any glory,
这是讲到亏缺了神的荣耀。
That means we have come short of His glory.
但是我们认识到救恩要带来一个何等宝贵的结果。
But salvation will bring a wonderful result for us.
希伯来书二章十节说，原来那为万物所属、为万物所本的。
In Hebrews chapter 2 verse 10 says, in bringing many sons to glory,
要领许多的儿子进到荣耀里面去。
He was fitting that God, for whom and through whom everything exists.
我们的主他是救恩的元帅。
Because Jesus, our Lord, is the author of our salvation.
今天我们说，只要信他的，不至灭亡，反得永远的生命。
And we said, whoever believes will not perish but have the everlasting life.
我们的主他成了我们救恩的元帅。
Jesus himself is the author of the salvation.
不只叫我们的罪得赦免。
Not only our sins are forgiven.
不只叫我们在一生的里面，我们享受，我们经历到主是我们的平安，主是我们的喜乐。
Not only that we can experience him as our peace and our joy in our life.
我们知道是我们今天每一天的日子里面充满了盼望。
But we also know every day we live is full of.
主啊，我们也充满了荣耀。
Full of glory.
从地上属地的，我们看见那属天的。
We can live on earth, but we can see something that's heaven.
今天我们所摸、所接触的，或是短暂的。
Whatever we see, whatever we touch, is nothing but temporal.
但是神叫我们经历到那个永远的。
But God wants us to experience something that's eternal in this world.
有一个真的平安，不是世界上所有的。
God wants us to experience His peace, which is not something of this world.
有一个真的喜乐，世界上找不着的。
A genuine joy, something we cannot find in this world.
今天我们里面那个盼望是永远的盼望。
And a hope that's everlasting.
亲爱的朋友，是讲到一个这么大的救恩。
So this is this great salvation.
好像我们都不知道怎么来形容啊，只能讲说哇，这么大的救恩。
It is so great to the point we don't know how to describe it. We can only say.Wow, what a great salvation!
这个救恩已经成全了。
But it is done for us.
今天仍然在这里被传扬。
And it's still being shared about here.
我们不能忽略这么大的救恩。
And what we need to do is make sure we do not ignore it.
主在这里等啊。
Jesus is waiting.
他做成了一切的工作。
He has done it all for us.
今天圣灵在这里，仍然在做工。
It's still working here.
每一个朋友，你能够坐在这里听见九万姊妹的见证，绝对不是偶然的。
My dear friends, the very fact that you are here this morning to hear a testimony from Joanne is not by coincidence.
你能够听见这么大的救恩，绝对不是偶然的。
The fact that you hear about God's salvation is not by coincidence.
我相信神已经好长时间以来不断的在那里做工，在那里预备。
And I believe God has been preparing for you all these days.
今天是我们的机会。
And today is our chance.
忽略这么大的救恩。
Do not ignore it.
叫我们敢接受。
God wants to have it.
相信就是接受它。
So believe is to have.
就是说我心里面说我要这么大的救恩。
All we want to do is say, yes, I want it.
这成为我们一生里面最大的一个选择。
And this will be the greatest choice you will ever make in your life.
最大的一个福分。
And the greatest blessing, right?
我们不再灭亡，更说到永远的生命。
Because having Him, we will no longer perish.But have the eternal life.
我们的一生有了永远的意义和价值。
And our life will have eternal significance in that.
这是何等宝贵的救恩。
Oh, what a precious salvation we have.
我盼望说今天我们每一个在座的。
And I really hope everyone who sits here.
我们都看见这么大的救恩是为着我们预备好的。
And see this great salvation is prepared for us.
叫我们宝贵它。
So let us cherish this great salvation.
叫我们来得着它。
And let us have this salvation.
让主的心能够得着满足。
So that the Lord's heart can be also satisfied.
好吧，我们在主面前一起有点的祷告。
Can we pray together right now?
在祷告之前，我盼望有一点的邀请。
And before we pray, I'd like to extend an invitation.
在我们当中有没有愿意接受得着这个宝贵救恩的朋友？
Is any friend who's with us this morning?You would like to have this great salvation.
我们就是单单的来到我们主的面前。
Just come with a very simple heart.
就把你把手举起来。
If you want the salvation, we'd like to invite you to just raise your hand.
做一个表示。
As an expression.
放下。我要得着。
Just say, Lord, I want your salvation.
得着这个救恩是这么的容易。
It is just
我们眼睛不是去看别人。
We do not look at other people.
看别的基督徒，你们表现的好不好
？Don't look at other people's Christians' behavior.
我们看见这个爱我们、为我们舍命的救主。
So focus on the loving Lord who gave His life.
还有没有？还有没有？请你把你手举起来。
Do you want to have the salvation? Simple as that. Just raise your hand.
接受耶稣基督所完成的救恩。
Just accept what Jesus has done for you.
好吧，我们在主面前一起有一些的祷告。
Let us pray together.
我祷告一句，请我们当中，你若是心里愿意，你可以跟着我一起祷告。
When I pray, if you are willing to have Jesus in your heart, please just follow my prayer.
救恩已经完成了。
Because He has prepared the salvation.
今天主在这里等我们。
And He's just waiting right now.
他的大爱正在寻找你。
And this great love is teaching.
他要带你归回他的羊圈。
He wants to bring you home.
主正在这里等候。
Lord Jesus is waiting right now.
我们祷告，请你跟着我一起祷告。
We want to have Jesus' salvation. When I pray, please repeat after me.
主耶稣。
Lord Jesus.
我愿意相信你。
I am willing to believe.
接受你。
Accept you.
成为我的救主。
To be my savior.
我心里相信。
I believe in my heart.
神已经叫你从死里复活。
God has raised you from the dead.
我口里承认。
And I confess with my mouth.
耶稣基督是主。
That Jesus Christ is the Lord.
我感谢你。
And I thank you.
将这么大的救恩赐给我。
For giving me this great salvation.
我感谢你。
And I thank you.
为我舍命。
For giving me your life.
为我流血。
Shed your blood.
为我买来赦免
to buy me the pardon,
赐给我永远的生命
to me the eternal life,
带我走永生的道路
and to lead me on the eternal path,
得着我
for Lord of heaven,
一生荣耀你
to glorify you all the days of my life,
感谢赞美
I thank you and praise you,
祷告奉耶稣基督的名
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们要请也许请带我们唱宝贵的诗歌。
是我们下一代这些讲英文的小朋友，感谢主。
And I thank the Lord for our younger generation.
我们唱这些中文，他们都不知道在唱什么。
And when we sing in Chinese, it's hard for them to comprehend.
可是你看，他们这么顺服，他们的还是这样子跟我们一起在享受主恩。
But they have such a nice attitude, enjoying worshiping the Lord with us adults.
我真是谢谢他们。
And we thank God for them.
我们可以他们唱一次。
Why don't we sing English once?
Right. Okay.